Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It is Tuesday, October 28th at 9:02 a.m. We'll begin with the invocation offered by Jordan Hewitt, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear, kind, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day and the opportunity we all have to be here. Thank you for the warmer weather we've received, although we know we need some moisture, so please grant us that through this winter to have an amazing summer and a full lake. We're asking you for comfort and guidance through this meeting for everyone to make good decisions for the right reasons. Please bless any of those in our community who are struggling health or any way to give them comfort and strength through any battles they may be facing. Please also watch over anyone that's traveling today, because they can travel to and from safely. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, again, welcome. In the courthouse today, we have all three county commissioners, Lorinda Isaacson, our clerk, Peggy White, and Jordan Hewitt with Economic Development and Tourism, Gary Boyd, Brian Gibson, and will you folks introduce yourselves for the record?
I'm Karen England with Mendocino County.
Karen, welcome.
My name is Don Winrow.
Don, welcome. Thank you for being with us today. And online virtually, we have Rick Webster, Haley Kerlin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Bart Jensen. I think I'm missing anybody else. I think that's everybody. So welcome, everyone. Appreciate you being with us today. can those of you online hear us all right?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
It's nice when technology works. All right. I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the table to go in and out of the RDA meeting agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item on the agenda is to review minutes from our previous meeting that was held on Tuesday, October 21st, 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the Daggett County Commission and Rural Development Agency on Tuesday, October 21st, 2025.
Second the motion.
Motion and a second has been made to approve the minutes from Tuesday, October 21st, 2025 for Daggett County and the Daggett County Redevelopment Agency. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Issue updates for discussion. Anything to discuss pertaining to the Redevelopment Agency? Or the Municipal Building Authority?
Just an update relative to the water treatment plant and the tank project over in Dutch John. Everything's been moving forward. Had some invoices that we had to get reworked. They've been sent in, and I'll deal with those later today. There's a few change orders to anticipate that will be coming in. I'll give the same report, I guess, during the NDA. But just as information for the commission on the NDA. Things are moving along. They've got the outside plumbing nearly completed, the backfill nearly completed, and they expect to get the garage doors in today. Or this week, rather.
Very good. Thanks for that update.
They did have one of the larger power poles with transformers get blown down in that big windstorm a week or two ago, and had a little bit of damage on some of the power stuff as it got pulled down. And it's all been repaired, and everything's moving forward.
Great, thank you. Discussion on affordable workforce housing. I know the self-help housing program is getting rolling with three homes.
Three homes right now.
That's pretty exciting. There'll be opportunities, I'm sure, for volunteers to help participate in working on those homes, so that'll be good. We'll talk more about those as those opportunities come up. EMS, EMT, Sheriff's Office updates. I don't see anybody from the Sheriff's Department. They're in there. Jack, do you know of anything from the Sheriff? Discussion on airports. We do have a couple of meetings next week. On airports, the first one's on Monday in Dutch John at, let me look at the schedule, the calendar real quick. Monday the 3rd at 1 o'clock. And that's the meeting where they're going to bring in the Vernal Airport Manager and others to have some discussion on priorities and plans to help move forward with development on specifically the Dutch John Airport, but both airports as a system. And then Thursday was the other meeting next week. That one's still not showing up on my calendar, but I think it was it. Was it in the afternoon as well?
Yeah.
Okay. We can go over that a little bit more when we get to calendar review, but for the record and for discussion. Clinic updates. Randy, anything on the clinic today?
No, it's moving forward. I got a change order we got to approve. We do that in the other meeting, right?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, they're getting more of the walls. They about got the outside walls up there. And close to the backfilling of the foundation, we're going to move some more of the dirt out, so there'll be an announcement made in the newsletter.
Is it, you're talking surplus dirt?
Yeah, people can, they find a way to, or all they have to do, the dirt's free, but find somebody to haul it for them. That's what
the contractors load it.
Yeah, contractors load it. So that's, and they're getting, starting to work on the sewer drain and coming up from in front of the firehouse. So it's, they're proceeding pretty good shape now.
Good. Thanks, Randy. Discussion on roads. Code enforcement issues. Let's see, can't hear yet. I think he's working on core stuff for a minute. Legislation discussion. Tourism. Anything on tourism today, Jordan or Peggy?
We have our trunk or treat Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
We'll have
hot dogs
and stuff, and
we'll
fill out people for the trunk or treat, and we'll
be doing
stuff out there for the kids.
Is that a Manila town project that we help them with?
It's not the town. It was just a bunch of people that got together, but it was getting too big for Browning's parking lot.
Kids were on the highway.
And it was a safety issue, so we just brought it over here to the park. So
I think it was kind of Katie and Leonard that started it.
Yeah, Katie and Leonard started it. We invite everybody. Dutch John is invited. It's a long drive for them, I know.
I just wondered if Manila participates, since it's in their town, or if they've been invited.
Yeah, well, they're invited. We make sure it goes out in the newsletter and we ask.
No, I meant the government.
Oh, yeah, them too. Yeah,
to
they know all about it.
In whatever form to help plan another collaborative.
So, just for my information, what is the trunk part of it?
Decorate your trunk and you might get a prize if it's one of the best ones. You hand all the candy out there.
Still
unless you're
Lorinda
and she hands out plastic ducks.
Instead of walking around the houses,
yeah. It's kind of the new thing. Yeah, it's, then everyone's in a central location. And
it's a lot safer for the kids.
And they still
go doors.
I mean, my husband and I've been here 10 years, and I've not had one child come to my house to trick or treat.
Quit being in such a scary costume.
That's true. So I enjoy the trunk or treat because I get to, I can participate in that and have fun and see what all the kids look like. Sometimes the parents rival their kids, though. We had some really good ones last year. It was a lot of fun last year.
It was a lot of fun last year.
And the weather's supposed to be a little warmer than it was last year because last year it was cold.
Yeah, I bought a lot of little random games or like a spider ring toss, beanbag toss, stuff like that. Maybe the kids will have some fun.
Good, thank you.
And I've been making a lot of headway on Bird at Bash. Rules and sponsors and stuff like that all done. So, not sponsors themselves, but the sponsor package and stuff. So, just got to get all that going.
So. We're trying to do a Christmas in the Park on December 6th. We're asking community members if they would like to sponsor the lighting of a tree out here in the park. The cost will be $200. You'll foster the tree for 3 years. With that $200, we'll purchase the lights and have the lights put up. Jesse's helping us. His name is Vaughn. I forget his last name, with Bridger Valley Electric. And he's pretty sure that they'll come over with a bucket truck and put the lights up for us out there. And then we'll put a sign up for whatever family business, memorial, whatever anybody would like to do to sponsor a few trees out in the park to light our park up for Christmas, get some Christmas trees going on around here for that. So I think we're going to try and send, we've put some stuff out, feelers out for it, and we've had a few responses that have come back that said that they would like to do it. So we'll get a little bit heavier involved in that here real quick so that we can get that going too. I'm going to try and get the school to have the kids come down and sing some Christmas carols and stuff like that for a couple hours on that day. Some of our local vendors try and get Christmas bought from some of our locals as opposed to going somewhere else to it. So.
We have our turkey trucks on the 29th.
Oh, what? Say it louder.
Turkey trap shoot.
Okay. Do you know And I realize it's a sensitive issue in some ways, but whether or not a sub percent is going to develop either formally or informally, or could you think about that or find out if any of that's going to happen or not?
I know my aunt has done it in the past.
Yeah. But like I said, I know there's lots of issues to go with.
Yeah, I can find out.
If we can participate or help, it would be good to know.
Family-wise and families, so we can do that.
Thank you.
Clarification, the 29th of November is the
yes.
Turkey trap shoot?
Yes. At 10 a.m.
Last week after the UBAC meeting, I met with Travis Campbell and Deb Heron, and we're going to try to meet on economic development stuff about once every 4 to 5 weeks. One of the things, we know that there's going to be a lot of jobs coming into the basin here in the next a few years with some of the things that are going on. So we're going to try and work on a couple of, we're just brainstorming right now about a couple of things to work as a tri-county on, such as understanding our electrical needs, what we may need in the future, what, you know, who needs what, where, getting information. We're all on different power plants. We're Bridger Valley. Some of them are Moon Lake. Some of them are Rocky Mountain. To see what maybe the future might bring.
Well, and Daggett's two.
Two, yeah. Moon Lake and Bridger, right, mm-hmm. on that. So we're just kind of doing a few little brainstorming things on some stuff like that to see if we can work something out between the three, because we can get more done as a group than we're going to be able to get done on our own. The other thing is that Weber State University, they are doing, it's called the Wildcat Pitch competition. It's going to be for the tri-counties, all three of us. We're working on that. Basically, what I'm doing is just getting out advertisement to everybody to let anybody know that is wanting to start a new business. The business has to be less than a year old or a startup business. They have a financial planner and a city planner working with them that's going to help people put together pitch competitions that they can pitch to Weber State. They will be rewarded. If they win, they're rewarded $3,000. No strings, no match, no nothing. They just have to go through the competition, and they can do it up to three times in 1 year. So they could potentially get up to $9,000 on that program. They run the pitch about every month, and it's all done virtually through the university down there. But Travis, Deb, and I are just getting the word out. So if we know anybody that wants to do startup business or start like a doing business as, they're eligible to do that. I'll have the literature here within just the next week or so for all of that. And it sounds like from Weber State that that's going to be a continuous process for several years now to help new businesses get off the ground and get started.
Just a quick comment on your meeting with the other economic development directors. When 7 County Infrastructure started, the economic development directors were participated with their own meeting as well as meeting with 7 County because of the projects and the railroad being a big one now. But it's devolved to where the economic development folks aren't as directly involved as they were in the beginning. But the other thing, beyond electricity, I would hope they'd be looking at water too.
Yes, that was the other one.
Yes, and you know turns into a deep dark hole, but the P&Z stuff also becomes a big part of that as far as economic development is concerned, and in terms of at least maybe being a little bit of a central location for information,
right.
or trying to at least have input as planning, zoning committees, commissions mm-hmm. go forward in terms of what the effect is on economic development.
Travis has contacted them, and they said that they would be willing to help us with what they could.
Who then?
7 County. So we need to get some of our own stuff put together, and then they said that they would be willing to help with some guidance and stuff through that. But trying to pull the three counties together to maybe make it a little bit stronger group is what we're going to try and work towards in the future for that.
Thanks, Peggy. Are there any citizens that would like to make public comment today?
comments as far as anything?
Any public comment is welcome at this point of the meeting.
Well, I came because I have a problem with a neighbor, and this is something, is the county attorney present?
He should be with us at some point this morning. I think he's doing court business right now.
Okay.
But he should be here shortly.
He would have to be involved with this. So
if you've got some time to stick around, I'm sure we can get you in front of him and be able to talk to him.
And then defer to him for public comment if it's at that time.
Sure. Thanks for that. Anyone else? All right. Well, it's time for us to take a short recess so that we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. So we'll do that at this time. It's 9:23, and we'll return as soon as we're concluded with that meeting.